When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily. So first, let me start by saying thank you for subscribing to Art and Story Supreme. Kevin Cross and Mark Rudolph and I all appreciate the support that you have shown by contributing material support to make these podcasts possible. And with that said, let's jump into what the topic is for today. Well, this being the first microcast that I'll be doing on a... I'll try to do it daily. It'll probably be a couple times a week. Thunder Punch Daily and do it twice a week, right? But it'll probably be more than that. But it occurred to me that the beginning of a new project is always an opportunity to examine what a project, what you want it to be and what you hope it will be, and being prepared for what it could be, what it might be when you least expect it. And I thought we could talk about that today, this idea of letting something be what it wants to be. Now, the first thing about that I want to clarify, I want to make sure I'm clear on, is I'm not advocating just, you know, letting it go, completely hands-off approach to your content, your comics project, your podcast, whatever creative endeavor you're involved in. It could easily be misunderstood to mean don't think about it too hard and just go with the flow and everything. And I don't necessarily agree with that. But I do think that there's an equal opportunity to become a little too, keep your hands too tight on the reins and be a little overly controlling with a project. And that can snuff the life out of a project as well. Pre-planning is important, and keeping a mind open for surprises and creative surprises can be equally important. So what do I mean? Well, I think regardless of what project you start, you should start with some kind of intended goals. And I'm going to use this very microcast as a modeling exercise for this. When I sat down to do this microcast, I thought, well, what do I want out of this thing? What can I bring to this thing that I'm not currently doing with Art and Story or any of my other audio projects or comics projects? And it occurred to me that the opportunity arrived to model thinking strategies rather than advice. I personally, this is my personal opinion, I'm not a huge fan of doling out advice as such. I'll offer strategies that work for me as long as I make that clarification, but I'm not a big fan of saying if you do A, B, and C, then D will naturally happen. What I think is much more interesting is to discuss and dwell on the ways I think about things and how that affects and improves my storytelling over time, or the reverse. You know, acknowledging one's mistakes is also an equally interesting thinking exercise. And then the next goal that I had for this thing was to use it as an opportunity to be mindful of my workday activities as a means to create more content for the Art and Storyers for this project, but also to improve my own, you know, observational skills. I think that we have the I don't want to say tendency. Well, what's the word I'm thinking about here? I think we have the possibility of getting so lost in that tunnel vision of working on a project that we can lose sight of really interesting things that are happening with our art, with our workflow, with our thinking about how to build the story and how to communicate images visually. That if we don't stay mindful of those things, we miss the opportunity to learn more about our craft and, you know, to a degree ourselves as well. Although I promise I'll try to stay away from that self-help stuff as much as I can. That's where we get back to my distaste of advice. But so being mindful of being mindful of my workday and bringing that content to this microcast, and also to use it as an opportunity to model thinking strategies. So those are my goals. Now, does that predetermine what this podcast will be? No, but it gives me a grounding point. It's like when I've talked about with Mark on Art and Story in the past, this idea of coming up with a one-sentence description for a character or the log line for your story, it becomes a resource point, a reference point for you to go back to and see if you're getting off track with your story or with your character. But sometimes, to use this character thing as an analogy a little bit further, sometimes the character can grow in ways that you didn't expect, and maybe they don't quite match what your original vision was of the character, at least in your rudimentary notes that you took when you did that one sentence description. But that's something that you only find out through a dialogue with your character. You let them grow over time. You let them turn into something that they quote unquote want to be. And I think a project in general, I think we should keep that in mind when building a project, is have that goal in mind, but let it evolve. Now, I use the word evolve, and I'm going to use this as a segue to an analogy. If we think of the goals of our project as the DNA, this is what the tendency of the project or the creature is. So like the DNA is like that memory that's wired into our molecules that tell us that this is how you digest food, this is how a plant photosynthesizes light to turn it into food, etc. It's the stuff that if you had to think it through, I mean, I'm borrowing from Carl Sagan here, but if you had to think through all of the chemical processes that take to digest an apple, you'd starve to death before you could eat it. So it's the hardwired stuff that's built into the project that gives it, this is what its abilities and its tendencies are going to be. But it doesn't dictate what it can ultimately be. We are creatures that evolve, even though we have this little lizard brain that's wrapped in these outer layers of the brain, and these outer layers keep growing on it and growing on it. And as soon as we become self-aware, we have all these other opportunities to evolve and grow and change. And so that's the way I like to think about projects at any rate, is I like to think of my goals, my vision for the project at the outset as the hardwired DNA I'm going to put into it, and I'm going to operate out of that. But I'm also going to keep an eye open for when the changes will occur and not be terribly afraid of them. And let things, this is something that we've explored on Art and Story Extreme from time to time, is sometimes some episodes don't turn out exactly the way we wanted to. They're not as entertaining as we wanted to. Sometimes they'll be too irreverent for my taste. Sometimes I feel like, oh, I need to bring back a little bit of that art talk that I like doing a little bit more into there. And so it becomes this dialogue that we're having with the format of the show and with each other to let the thing turn into what it wants to be and let our moods kind of, and how what our gut reactions are at that particular moment kind of guide the content as well. And sometimes it's successful and sometimes it's not, but it's always interesting. And I think that that's what keeps a project living for you, is when it stays interesting and surprises you. The moment you turn it into a job that you're just punching into day in and day out, and then this is the way it has to be, this is what I set out at the outset, this is what my fans, or I hate the word fans, as a lot of you already know, my constituency, for lack of a better term, right at the outset, what they expect from me, so I have to stay true to that. I think that's when you can potentially become a slave to the work. And that doesn't sound like very much fun to me. So that's sort of my mindset as I launch this thing. I'm just going to do these things in one take in my car. I'm going to let it turn into what it wants to be. But the entire time, I'm going to have my eyes simultaneously on these two goals of, if this topic I've got selected for today, or if this moment I've selected out of my workday, can I use it as an opportunity to model a thinking strategy, or is it going to get me thinking a little bit more deeper about the day-to-day activities in the art studio? Or am I going to find a new goal in this thing? I know that sounds like a lot of touchy-feely, follow your heart, don't think about it too hard kind of talk, but I don't think that's true. I think starting out, all projects need to start with a strong vision, and that's that DNA again. And then letting it grow is having a dialogue with it, interacting with it on a day-to-day basis. So, and that way projects stay fun for you. At least for me, they do. Okay, so that'll conclude today's Thunder Punch Daily. Time to do a little housekeeping stuff. Where can you find me? I'm at jdrills.com. Artandstorypodcast.com is where you can find the other podcasts like Kevin Cross's High Adventure Daily and Mark Rudolph's Mark of the Beast, both very interesting microcasts as well. We've also got a bunch of other extra content there for you, the Art and Story Supreme subscriber. I should also say that the theme music for this episode is written by my brother Elliot Drozd. I'll be giving web links to him as soon as I can convince the poor guy to get a website. And Tara Platt of TaraPlatt.com did the VO for this one, and I have to thank her very much for the great voiceover work on this one. As I close out, this is another experimental thing I'm going to play with as I do these microcasts, is I'm going to close it out with a little bit of an uplifting thought from some of my favorite cartoons. I think it'll be fun. We'll see how I feel about it in a couple weeks if I keep doing it. But in any case, I'm always going to close it this way. And remember, everybody.
In today's story, Skeletor was looking for a shortcut, a quick way to riches and power. You may know some people like that, always looking for the quick way to get ahead of everybody else. Well, it doesn't work that way. The people who succeed are the ones who work for what they want. So don't be fooled by those who say they have a sure thing. There's always a catch to it. Don't sell yourself short. The right way is the best way. Until later.